Erevin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. We get a little bit of a chazara on some of the dinim in Perek Aleph over here in the context of introducing this Mishnah. Chotzer shenifritza l'shus harabim mishtei ruchaseo. So let's describe what you need in terms of mechitzos, l'gabi ha-chotzer, that should be mutter to carry there. In the first Perek we have, that be'etzem, l'shus ha-yochid midei raisa, is when there's three mechitzos. The fact that you need a fourth mechitza in a mavoi is a place that's open to Rosh Hashanah. So over there, all you need, heyes, the fourth side be'etzem is a Pesach, and we see it not as parutz, we see it as midrash, you don't need anything there. But even midrabanan, it's a Pesach, so you have to put a tikkun in the Pesach. That means that the fourth side be'etzem is operating as an entranceway. You don't need anything there. Same way in a regular mechitza, in the other three mechitzim in their isa, if there's an opening, that opening until it's asara amos is considered a Pesach. So too, the fourth side, even if it's completely open, would also be considered a Pesach. Chazal Agdashim and Mesakin, that there should be a tikkun in that Pesach, a lechi or a kairi. That being said, that's by a mavli, where the general is that the fourth side is open to the outside, going to the Rosh Hashanah. A chotzer is completely separate, and memela by a chotzer, chazal also with mesakin that it has to be enclosed on all four sides, not enough on three sides, which is the shir reshus hayochid midarai. So you need a mechitza on the fourth side, you need a proper mechitza. If the mechitza falls down, the fact that there's left over a lechi or a kari doesn't help. You need a proper mechitza. But mice, you don't need a proper mechitza in the sense of it being ruboi enclosed. All you need is a pas arba tvochim. Since dalet tvochim is a mokim, then a board, which is obviously govoya asor, the shev mechitza, and its wide arba is considered a mechitza of a mokim, even though the rest of the mokim is open. For that, it's enough a mechitza kolduhu of dalet tvochim by asor in height. With that, we introduce what it says over here. A wall fell down. Chotzer shenifetz l'shus harab mishtei ruchoseo. V'chein bayis shenifetz mishtei ruchoseo. Two sides of the house fell in. Now we're talking about a mokim that no longer has the status of reshus hayochid. So the shaila is, why does the Mishnah say chotzer shenifetz l'shus harab mishtei ruchoseo? L'choira, it's enough when it's mi'achas miruchoseo. The wall falls in. You have a pit that's yes, my sorry. If you have a little break in the wall, that's okay. Shtei ruchaseh, the Gemara says something very interesting over here. Shtei ruchaseh means a break, the wall fell in, not one wall fell in. There's a break in the wall, it looks like it's from two sides. It's what's like on an angle, like the corner of the chotzer cracked. A car rammed in, and the corner cracked. Some of one side, some of the north side, and some of the east side adjacent to it. So since that corner is cracked open, the Gemara says, Pischa b'keren zovis le'avdi inchi. Even though b'roiv, it's closed, and even though it's not a pirtzi yoyisim ha'asoro, the halacha is that that's mishteru chosel, that does not have a tzura of a bezak, that's called broken open. The chen bayis shen nifratz mishteru chosel also, chara bayis that's open from one side, his vaita loses its status, midirabon at least, of Rosh Hashanah. Why do we have to say shenifetz mishtei ruchosel? The Gemara explains that generally speaking, when a wall of a house cracked, but the roof getting to the edge and slanting slightly downward, picture like an awning, or let's say somebody you have a an awning by your front door. So there's a certain slant of that awning that creates what's called pitikur yerid v'soysim. It goes downward and it delineates that mokim as being mitech mechitzas. That's a proper mechitza. But over here, since it's mishteru chayso, otherwise known as bekeren zovis, on an angle, it does not have a tsura of delineating a sharply defined mokim. And well, there's no pitikur yerid v'soysim when it broke on an alakso. The same idea expressed for this reason. Now, pitikur, we'll just mention another detail. According to most poskim, pitikra is not when you have a complete slant of something from above. It's only when you have a flat roof or a flat surface and then you have something turning downward. That turn downward from what went straight Picture, let's say, a house. You have a roof. And then you have the edge of the roof going downward. Now, normally the downward is a wall. What happens if that wall is broken? The slight downward defines that makom as Rishus Yochid. Pashtus, it's Halacha Deraisa. What is interesting, we just said P-Tikra doesn't work when it doesn't have a Tzur V'Hasar Pesach, when it's on Nalakzoy. L'cho'ira, that means, many Rishonim hold, that you have to extrapolate from that. Another case where something is not Daimon to Pesach, also P-Tikra doesn't help. What would that be? By Pirtzi Yosem Asorah. By Pirtzi Yosem Asorah, also we say that Yosem Asorah doesn't have a Tzur of a Pesach, but it's a major machlokes whether we say P-Tikra. So, Moshe, let's say you have... You want to use as mechitzas in a town. Rav Moshe talks about it in his tshuva also in Brooklyn. You want to use train tracks. So the train tracks are a flat surface on top, and then there's a slant downward of the side of the train tracks. Could you use that to define that as the edge of that town? The train tracks usually run on the outskirts of the town. Can you use that even though it's an area that's Yosem HaSara? Good question. Rav Moshe has a different svara that if there's traffic going underneath, we're talking about, say, an awning or an edge of a house, good. But when you're talking about in the middle of a town, or even by the edge of a town, and traffic just goes straight underneath the train tracks, that's defining that as a makom porut. Similar to the idea that we have in the second perek of Tzuras HaPesach and Baki Barab. If you have a proper mechitza and the rabbi goes to Nunu, it's still a mechitza, but it's Suras HaPesach. The Rabbim goes through, it's Mezuyif Mitaycha. It's not a mechitza. It's not delineating any difference of Mekoymois. It's not a mechitza. So that would also be another halach over here. And then the Mishnah continues, V'chein movi shenitlu kairoisov oylechyo. L'chor, the Pashta Gersa, there's such a Gersa, Taisus and David Zayin brings it from Rashi, kairoisov oylechyo. L'chor, we're taking off, we have three walls, and you have the fourth wall being taken off in a mavi, it loses its mechitza, its status as Rosh Hashanah and the Rabbanon. L'chayre, that should be the Gersa. All these cases, the Mishnah says, mutarim ba'isa Shabbos v'asurim la'asid lavoi. Since all these problems were created in the middle of Shabbos, once it was chal that that makom is Rosh Hashanah for Isa Shabbos, for this Shabbos has a din of Rosh Hashanah v'asurim la'asid lavoi. Next Shabbos, you need to fix it up. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosi Omer, and we've mentioned this halacha before, in Mutaron Loisa Shabbos, Mutaron Loisa Lavoi. There's no such halacha. In Hilchas Mechitzis, if something is Mutaron Loisa Shabbos, then it's Mutar. If not, not. That means what he holds is that the din that we've had, that where something changes the middle of Shabbos, somebody dies, one of the Mishnah, somebody leaves town. Those are all in Hilchis Diyurin, Dayorin, that you could change the middle of Shabbos. Gidrei Gzeiras Rishuyos, that change based on a guy moved in, a guy moved out, etc., etc., that type of thing. Those are all in Gidrei Gzeiras Rishuyos. That, the beginning of Shabbos is Kiveya, that's the Tzura of that Mokka. But Hilchis Mechitzos, whatever changes the middle of Shabbos, changes the middle of Shabbos. So there's no way to be mechalak this Shabbos from next Shabbos. Now we mentioned before that you could have a case, according to Rabbi Yosi, which is not just the chilik legabi the residents. You could have a case where a mechitza taka broke and still has a din of gzeres v'shuyas and it's hutra lois Shabbos. Where's that? Where you have a mechitza falls down between two places that are nifrat zeloze. The issue between the two of them is not a problem in hilchis mechitzos. In we'll call it the first part of Erevindik. It's a problem with Tzadik Zeres Rishuyos. A wall that's necessary to take care of a problem with Zeres Rishuyos also in Hutra Hutra. This is the Gemara and the Taisus and Daf Yudayin speaks this out.